Thanks. Yeah, my name's Peter Hale. I'm a member of the Finchley Society Environment and Transport Committee. I'm an architect. I'm a potter. This is my hobby, one of my hobbies. I love walking everywhere, cycling everywhere, drive occasionally. But walking is a big part of my life, I think, just locally and for recreation as well. As an introduction, I believe that pedestrians often get a bad deal. Lack of maintenance and other factors have led to unsatisfactory conditions for pedestrians. This motivated me to start making a list of defects on my local roads, Fortis Green and East End Road. And I took the idea of compiling a short report to the Environment and Transport Committee, which they agreed I should progress. Once we got the report to a fit state, we sent it to Councillor Arjun Mitra, who then set up a meeting with the Barnet Highways officers. So this talk follows on from that report that was presented to Barnet Highways. A walk was arranged in May this year with Michael Hitchings, who is the Regulations Service Manager, in brackets, Highways, for RE, that's the Capita people, along with the local officer responsible for the area. And we also had Councillor Arjun Mitra with us and Derek Warren from the Environment and Transport Committee. So we walked the route that I'd done before and made the report about, looking at the points raised in that report. Luckily, it was a pleasant sunny day. And for Michael Hitchings, this he's the Regulations Service Manager from Barnet, he'd only been in post a few months, but this was the first time he'd left the office. He was very pleased to be out on the street. So that was quite revealing, wasn't it? And also the Assistant Highways Officer came with him and had a very interesting measuring device, which is used for determining the intervention levels. So he poked this into the paving, and if it was out of level of less than 25 millimetres, it wasn't considered important. So there we are, that's an interesting, 1 inch. So paving really has to be in a bad state before they will do anything. Anyway, I'll start off by summarising some of the problems for pedestrians, which you will obviously all recognise. Worn surfaces, broken paving due to lack of maintenance. Parking on pavements, obstructing and degrading the pavement. Parking in front gardens, which leads to broken paving and obstruction. Overgrown hedges and vegetation. Leaves and rubbish uncleared. Obstruction caused by refuse bins before and after collection. Lack of dropped curbs. Redundant crossovers. Poor junction design. Response times on pedestrian crossings. The degradation of pedestrian environment in general, caused by increased volume of traffic and inappropriate traffic speed. So here we are. This is a little bit of paving actually just up the road from here, just a small section of it. It was quite new paving, but for some reason every slab is cracked like this. I don't know how it happened, but made an interesting...
Was that line of paving, was it close to the curb?
No, actually this was quite an expanse between curbs, so not close to the curb. In this particular case. So this is where we did the walk. We started off at the borough boundary here at Fortis Green and then moved along East End Road to Avenue House, picking up quite a few points on the way. To start off with in Fortis Green, in this case, the crossovers for each of the properties cut across the pavement at road level. So you've formed a switchback for the pedestrians. And it was, as you can see, in a very degraded state. And often you had rubbish bins just for obstruct you for good measure. And this length of pavement had been in this condition for 25 years. But there we are, an update. It's actually been resurfaced. Now, this is quite an improvement. You can still see it goes up and down for the pedestrian. But at least we've got rid of the degraded surface. It's much, much more pleasant for walking along. Just off Fortis Green, this is Fairlawn Avenue. And there's a couple of quite wide crossovers you can see here, completely degraded. They've been in that condition since 1985. I went back the other day. They're still like this. So I think we're going to have to pick up on some really old degradations in a lot of cases. This is also on the corner of Fairlawn Avenue. This is a problem which is occurring rather too often, actually. I have reported it to the council and not got much improvement. But they seem to leave bags from the street bins out on the pavement overnight. And, of course, these days, foxes, dogs, squirrels come along, rip them open, and generally scatter the rubbish around. Just sort of moving along the road, this is another strange crossover. Well, this was constructed in the 1990s, but again, the crossovers cut across the path so that you have a switchback for pedestrians. This is quite interesting. This is just off East End Road, a very busy walking route along the causeway to east, back and forth to East Finchley Station. As you see, the surface is in a poor state. You've got a tarmac strip on one side. You've got paving slabs all tilted up and quite a few loose ones later on. So this really does need sorting out. Another paving problem, crossovers. This is just down off East End Road, down Deansway. So many people are turning their front gardens into car parks now, and it's not just one car, but two cars, sometimes three. So the crossover, which was for a single vehicle, the vehicles now cross over the paving, not at the crossover, but outside of that area. And generally, the paving is in a very poor state. Again, another illustration, cracked and rocking, dangerous paving slabs at a vehicle crossover. One little interesting thing, actually, I should go back to this one. You see the sign for Deansway on the right-hand side at the top there. And there's the other sign on the other side of the road for Deansway. That has been like that for a couple of years now. It looks very sorry for itself. Another problem with parking in front gardens, verge damage, because we have some lovely roads with nice grass verges in this area, and this is what happens to them in the winter. They get chewed up because people park all over the front of their house, and it doesn't relate to the width of the crossover. Hedges, they can be quite a problem around here. I mean, as obviously in the suburb, it's very nice, all these hedges, and on the fringes of the suburb. But I don't think gardeners realise that these hedges have to be cut back occasionally, not just a little trim. So you can see I've just put a line in where the pavement width should be, and then this is quite an obstruction. If you're walking along with a friend, you have to go single file past this piece of hedge. This is a bit of a historical obstruction. I do remember now when the cable TV people came along, I think they were a law unto themselves. They just put their boxes wherever they liked. And it's very frustrating here because, well, you can see everybody dodges round the left-hand side of this box. But a very narrow piece of pavement. It'd be lovely if we could shift that box out of the way. Another bit of verge damage. Again, there's two cars parked in this house. One of them cars is parked on the actual path to the front door. So when it comes out, it crosses over the verge and is knocked down the posts. Another maintenance problem on East End Road. This is a very narrow section of pavement. It gets filled up with leaves and rubbish regularly. And also, the leaves don't get cleared, and they sort of pile up, and basically somebody needs to come along with a spade or something and remove a lot of detritus and actually give us back our pavement, please. Some broken paving just a little way up the road. And this was outside where they had recycling bins, which actually have now gone. And as you see on the right-hand side, an update, the broken paving's been removed and new tarmac has gone down. So it's a lot better. But just near there, this is a redundant crossover. And I've met quite a lot of these around Barnet area. This actually features on a historic map. There were some really big houses along the East End Road in the old days, big mansions. And this is a leftover crossover from one of the big mansions. So I think it's time to reinstate this now. We had trouble with this bus stop on East End Road, very narrow piece of pavement. And if people were sitting there waiting for the bus, you had to dodge around them. It's quite tricky. Now you can see, actually just recently, they've put a new bus stop in on the right-hand side here. And they've actually put a little bit of slab on to extend the pavement. So it is a little improvement. But, you know, they could have been a bit more generous, couldn't they? This is a very strange one. A piece of railing set at an angle which just obstructs the pavement, obstructs your line of walking. So I'm going to have another go at trying to get rid of this. Just off East End Road, Hampstead Heights, a long stretch of paving got broken up by people parking on it. Now, as you see on the update on the right-hand side, it has been tarmacked, but this is their policy now in Barnet, that if there's broken paving, it'll be patched with tarmac. So we're going to be left with a sort of patchwork. I don't suppose it'll ever be, well, maybe in decades' time it'll be replaced as proper paving, but we're going to have to wait a long time, I suspect.
Are you happy with tarmac paving?
It's okay, but, I mean, when we get this...
Happy with it? 'Cause I'm not.
Well, I prefer to see the paving slabs back. Yes, any day. Right. Well, yes. Exactly. Yeah. It's occasionally we get crossovers without dropped curbs. This is a small one near the cemetery in East End Road. And not only is it not a dropped curb, but it seems to create a big lake in that location in the winter. And just a little way along, very badly broken up and deformed pavement, which on the left-hand side, but actually you can see on the right-hand side, they just recently improved it. It's not wonderful. It's tarmac again. But at least there's a few less trip hazards there. This is a stretch of pavement on the East End Road again, where the new tennis club is being constructed. So it's going to keep our eyes on this because I'm hoping that once they've finished constructing the tennis centre, that this stretch of pavement will be resurfaced, because it's in a very bad state at the moment. Very near here, just near LA Fitness, we were talking about this tonight, street signs, illegal signs for a car wash. And actually, as I came past tonight, there are a couple of blokes taking this lower one, this sign off, because it's tied onto the tree. Perhaps they take it down overnight. But as you see, there's one higher up, which is nailed to the tree. There's also one on the other side of the road, which is nailed onto the tree. So we need to get rid of those. Another example of a lack of dropped curb, which is right near the St. Teresa's Primary School. Actually, since I took this photograph, I noticed they've plonked a bit of tarmac just on that broken paving there, a broken concrete. It hasn't helped the situation at all. But here are some examples of some good examples of the pedestrian environment locally. Crichton Avenue, they repaved that about 6 months, 9 months ago. And what I like about it is it's a level pavement with a very neatly formed crossover. Another bit of nice paving in Fortis Green. So that's certainly an improvement. And another rather pleasant surprise just along the road from here. I'm sure you all know this one, near Manor View. I don't know how it came about, but this really does give you, it sort of uplifts you as you walk past here because of the interesting vegetation. So, just to summarise, we believe there should be a change in the perception of the pedestrian environment, a recognition of and expectation of higher standards. Effective regular checks and maintenance are required, including identifying where improvements can be made to encourage walking. So, also to summarise, we appreciate the recent government cutbacks in funding to local authorities have had an effect on the wide range of council services, but some of the defects referred to here have been in existence for many years. These defects persist in good and bad economic times. Interestingly, in both 2014 and 2015, the Barnet Council consulted the public through the Residents' Perception Survey, which has recorded that the top concerns were the condition of the roads and pavements in both years. Now, you may well have read in the latest edition of Barnet First magazine, the council, in the newsletter, on pages 6 and 8, entitled Barnet's Plan for 2020. They say on page 6, our focus will be on keeping our neighbourhoods clean and safe while we continue to invest in keeping roads and pavements well looked after. Page 8, we will continue to invest in looking after our neighbourhoods. We know that your neighbourhood is important to you and we will continue to prioritise things that make the biggest difference to where you live. This includes investing £50 million in road and pavement maintenance over the next 5 years. They go on to say, we'll also deliver efficient local services to make sure our neighbourhoods stay clean and well lit so that you feel safe on the streets. To do this, we will work with the community to see how we can share responsibility. This year, we will be spending £6.6 million on improving our pavements. So, we need to hold Barnet Council to their words. And you may know you can report pavement defects in various ways. You can still phone up the council and report it that way. Or you can go onto their website and look for report a problem. And you can download photographs to illustrate your concern. Or email firstcontact@barnet.gov.uk. Which can be useful because then you can copy the email into your local councillor and they obviously get things moving. So really that's all I want to say on pedestrian environment at the moment. As you can see, it's a big thing to deal with. And let's just hope we can hold the Barnet Council to their words and things will improve. Thank you.